The efforts are underway to revive Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey's high-profile but narrow gun control background check measure. The proposal fell just a few votes short in the Senate 5 years ago. But as WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo tells us, it might see new life in 2019.
Back in 2013, shortly after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Senator Toomey won the scorn of the NRA for helping author a limited gun background check bill with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. It's known as Toomey Manchin. It attempted to beef up the nation's background check system, applying it to online sales and ones at gun shows. But Toomey Manchin left carve-outs for things like selling a firearm to a family member or a friend. It won bipartisan support, yet fell 6 votes short in the Senate. Toomey says there's now chatter about his bill.
I am having conversations with people about it, and I think we should do it.
The duo never tried to revive their bill after it was defeated 5 years ago. But Toomey says the upcoming Congress, with Democrats controlling the House, may be different.
There really never was a path forward, but that may have changed.
As a compromise measure, Toomey Manchin also loosened some regulations, like allowing dealers to sell handguns across state lines, and it allowed more access to weapons for active duty service members. It also banned the federal government from setting up a registry of firearm owners. Some of those provisions are why some newly elected Democrats don't like it.
Something I think like there's that. A lot more we can do.
That's Democratic Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon, who represents a district mainly in Delaware County. She was sworn in last month. She's itching for stronger gun control measures than something that was written back in 2013.
I think times have changed since then. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we saw this year, we had the first gun violence prevention law that we've seen in a decade. So I think things have changed. I think this election brought more change, and hopefully we'll see that continue.
In Pennsylvania's 4th District, Democratic Congresswoman-elect Madeleine Dean says pressure is only mounting on lawmakers to act after 11 people were shot dead at a Pittsburgh synagogue.
I feel a real change. I would have thought it would have happened after Sandy Hook. I think we're all baffled that it didn't. When a congressional baseball field is shot up, you would have thought something would happen. Certainly the Parkland shooting changed attitudes, I think, because we saw these young people stand up for themselves and say enough is enough. So I do think that the NRA's control or grip on this issue is not nearly so strong as people thought it was.
Though Bucks County Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick is hoping Democrats take up a more limited bill like Toomey Manchin because it's already gotten bipartisan support.
We're very confident that we can get this done in the next Congress.
Fitzpatrick knows that bill won't end gun violence, but he says it's a start.
That's one piece of the puzzle. It's a very important piece of the puzzle, but it's one we got to get done.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey supports both Toomey Manchin and stronger gun control measures. He says passing the more modest bill would signal a big change in Washington.
I think it shows that common sense gun measures can be a majority position in Washington. That has not been the case, not just a majority, but even an almost supermajority.
Casey says calls for tougher gun laws helped fuel election wins for Democrats in our region and places like Colorado, Texas, Florida, and even Georgia. He thinks the GOP is paying attention.
The main problem I think they had on their side this time was they got annihilated in suburban communities. And there are a lot of folks in those communities that want something done.
If Democrats push for more broad-based gun laws, they could include renewing the assault weapons ban, universal background checks, and having the federal government once again study gun violence. Experts say those broader reform measures face an uphill battle in the GOP-controlled Senate, which is why Senator Toomey says his legislation is as good a place to start as any.
I don't know what's dead on arrival. I don't know exactly what can be done. We won't know until we actually consider legislation and have some votes. So I'm not going to get into exactly which features there are. I'm open to revisiting the details of Manchin Toomey, but I would say that's a very good place to start, considering that it actually did have bipartisan support not that long ago.
Democrats are expected to debate gun control early in the new year, but there's been no commitment from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring it to the Senate floor. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.